Hey guys, this is Mrs. Sam Clark, the Sam Clark Show. I know I have not been on here, but today I had to get on here because something has been pressing on my heart. One of the things is me finally feeling accomplished today after having a very, very tough week last week and the week before. I feel like I have so many things on my plate, like I'm trying to grasp everything all at the same time. And this is this big elephant in the room that I gotta overcome the fear of getting on top of and just crunching down piece by piece and eating piece by piece just to get through. And I feel like I'm just surviving. But one of the things that encouraged me was one of my students that I met today who told me how there was something about him speaking in front of the whole class was not him. And that's not what he does. And he made a beat for me and I was rapping for the class and just bringing this whole different vibe to learning. And what I said to him was, I thought that that was interesting that he said that to me, that that wasn't him. And this week I'm learning about being enough and the struggle with us making other people know who we are, or feeling like we're only known by association, or, you know, maybe our voices aren't being heard, or maybe we're not very popular, or maybe we're not considered to be liked by people, or not considered to be known by people by popularity demand. And I thought that was interesting that that young man said that, because I learned last year how to step out on faith and step out and do things scared, and how to not allow titles to get bogged down by titles and what people think of me and how people think of me. And so then this year I'm learning that I'm enough, that who I am, who Mahalia is enough. And I spoke to that young man and I told him, I said, you're going to be great because you understand that now this is not something that you normally would do, but now you're doing it. But you're doing it without having a fear. You're doing it without being told. You're doing it without having people look at you funny because that's something that you normally wouldn't do. Everything is about being accepted by other people. And I've learned today that you just have to be able to accept yourself, be able to love yourself through pain, be able to love yourself through issues and problems and flaws and fake friends, and just being able to understand who you are as a person is critically important. Not who people call you to have been, or not what people think of you and not what people are saying, but just what God says about you as a person entirely. And I think that when I reached down to think about that in my mind, I kept meditating on, wow, I'm even stepping out of my comfort zone. This is normally not what I, you know, would normally do as a teacher, always presenting, always have to figure out ways to explain things to students where they understand it. And, you know, I'm stepping a lot out of my comfort zone of just being able to just be sane and just stand up there and just do it and being confident in what I'm saying. And I'm noticing that as I'm presenting or as I'm doing or teaching something, a concept, that I'm expanding more and I'm understanding more and I'm more elaborative. And so I felt it was my due diligence and my due duty to tell that young man to step out on that, to step out of his comfort zone. I challenged him to you know, let's shift. You know, T.D. Jakes talked about a couple weeks ago, probably a couple months ago, about shifting and what that means in our season when you're planted somewhere. Sometimes you have to shift. It's not about what people think of you. It's not about how someone's going to think of you or what someone's going to say or what anything to do with anything anybody got to say about you. It's about what you're thinking about, what God is doing in your life. So if you're shifting or you're changing and nobody is approving what you're doing, then nobody has to actually care about what you're doing or approve of what you're doing. It's about what God approves. And I wanted to read this quote that somebody sent me that I thought, wow, you know, I never in my life have felt so accomplished in my life. And I gotta find it. I gotta find it because it spoke true volumes about who I am as a person and who God is telling me to be. It says, God is saying to you today, do what you are called to do. Not everyone will understand. Not everyone will approve. Not everyone will applaud. Not everyone will affirm. Not everyone will celebrate. Not everyone will support. Not everyone will stay. Not everyone will encourage. Do what you are called to do. I'm going to leave you guys with that.